All right, everybody, get ready. We're taking a deep dive today.
Ooh, sounds exciting. What are we diving into?
Well, today's focus is, you know how we always talk about the good old days of the internet.
You mean like way back when?
Exactly. We're traveling back to the late 90s, the wild, wild west of the web. Think dial-up tones, those, you remember those?
Oh, how could I forget the screeching symphony of dial-up?
And websites just plastered with like blinking text and those crazy background GIFs.
Oh, the nostalgia. But we're not just here for a trip down memory lane, are we?
Definitely not. We're going deep into the story of John Lampard and his experience building a website back then.
John Lampard. Now, his story is fascinating.
Totally. He launched his site, disassociated.com, back in 97. Can you imagine? 97? That's like ancient history in internet years.
It's true. And, the name itself, disassociated.com, it really reflects something about that time.
What do you mean?
Well, back then, choosing a domain name was a statement. Like, you were declaring your independence from, traditional media. It was this new frontier.
So different from today, where it's all about SEO and branding.
Exactly. And there's this great anecdote about John. Apparently, he went to an internet cafe just to see his website on a different computer.
Seriously. Wow. I mean, I can barely get myself to check my site on a different browser these days.
Right. It just goes to show you how special those early online experiences were.
It was like this whole new world opening up. And the design aspect, oh boy, talk about a wild west.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
John talked about how trends change, like the weather.
One day it was all about JavaScript rollovers. The next it was, what was it? Making websites look like old TVs with those scan lines. Remember that?
Vaguely. Though it's incredible to think that some of those early experiments influenced the design principles we still use today.
It's true. But here's something interesting. John was a big advocate for using HTML standards, even back then.
Which was pretty rare, actually.
Right. Most people just kind of cobbled things together. But John, he was all about doing things right.
It was about making the web accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And this was before we were all worried about walled gardens and data privacy and all that.
It was a more innocent time, some might say.
Maybe. Though I do love how easy it is to build a website now. Anyway, there's this part in John's story that always makes me chuckle. He actually printed out the entire HTML4 specification, the whole thing.
You're kidding, the entire thing.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I guess that's kind of like downloading a car repair manual today, but still, the entire HTML4 spec. Wow.
It shows you how much things have changed. John learned everything from online tutorials and trial and error, all on dial-up.
Oh, the patience of a saint. Today, we have high-speed internet and instant access to like a million resources. It makes you wonder if we lost something along the way.
That's a good point. Anyway, before we wrap up, John also talked about being inspired by those early web design rock stars like Razorfish.
Razorfish. Oh, yeah. They were behind that This Girl project,
The
right?
one and only. Remember, Phoebe, it was groundbreaking digital storytelling for its time.
Totally. It showed that the web could be more than just, static information. It could tell a story.
And so, as we emerge from this deep dive into the 90s web, we're left with a question for all of you. What are your strongest memories of the early internet? Did you have a website? Did you ever attend a website launch party? What about those early attempts at digital storytelling? We want to hear your
Well,
stories.
share them with us on social media. Use the #hashtag#deepdive90sweb.
Let's keep this conversation going. Who knows? Maybe your memories hold the key to the future of the internet.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.